listener production.
The Easter Bunny has been handing out Easter eggs, dividends, and fresh record highs.
And find out how the Aussie market went over the week, month, and quarter.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Thursday, the 28th of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Laura, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. I thought you were going to say Friday. It feels like Friday, doesn't it?
It does feel like Friday for a good reason, of course. We've got a four-day long weekend, which means the Aussie market will be shut on Friday and also on Monday. So just a heads up, this is being recorded Thursday, the 28th of March, of course, which means we'll be back on Tuesday when the Aussie share market opens again.
So that'll be the first trading day of a brand new month. And today is the last trading day of the month, isn't it?
And it's a great way to end it as well, because the ASX 200 is up by around 1%. And that's the best day in a week for the Aussie share market. We're above 7,900 points for the first time ever. That's a fresh record high for the Aussie market, and it continues this tremendous little run that we've seen locally.
It was within the first 10 minutes of trade today that we did crack that record high, and then we went even higher and were able to maintain those levels. So that's pretty impressive that it does look like we are going to close at that fresh record high. So not only hitting it during the session, which is what happens sometimes, but closing there is pretty monumental, right?
And we were helped by the US market, which rose by roughly 1%, rallying in late trade over in the United States. And then also, of course, those softer than expected inflation figures that we had here in Australia just yesterday. And that keeps the Reserve Bank on track potentially to cut interest rates a bit later this year. But let's take a look at the week, month and quarter, because a lot has happened, but the moves have generally been north.
Look, over the week, we're up 1.6%. Over the month of March, up 2.6%. Of course, this is leading into the close, so these might not be those final numbers. This marks the fifth straight month of gains on the Aussie market. And in the March quarter, the Aussie market is up around 4%. So from that low that we hit during COVID, we're actually up about 80%.
It's remarkable, isn't it, when you put it that way. In 5 months, that five-month winning streak, our market's rallied by about 16%. And for that first quarter, as you rightly pointed out, the market's up 4%. That is the best start that we've had to a new calendar year in 5 years. So markets have certainly been heading higher. And a lot of this has been, of course, the attention around inflation heading in the right direction, signs that the economy is slowing, which might mean rate cuts. And then over in the United States, tech stocks, some of those big names, have been the driving force behind those improvements.
Look, this week we've seen lithium miners retracing some of their losses that they saw over the month and the quarter. So we're seeing Arcadium Lithium doing best this week, but it was the worst over the course of the month. In terms of sectors, so far we're only seeing tech down over the course of the week, but of course it is up over the course of the month. Life 360 over the month is the best performer over the quarter. Also the best performer, and I guess this one stands out because it did have some solid profit results.
As far as the sectors that have done quite nicely over the March quarter, it's many of those interest rate sensitive areas. So hopes of rate cuts probably helping. So tech up roughly 23% since the start of this calendar year, 14% higher for property companies, about 11% higher for the consumer discretionary, so that all those retailers, and financials up a good 11% as well. In March, the only sector to actually fall back were the telcos, the worst. They're down about 1.7%, and the property trust have been the best. So yes, there have been some underperformers, but for the most part, this has been quite an impressive start to a new calendar year.
And I think it's worth noting here that the losses are quite small in comparison to the gains. So we've seen tech up almost 24% over the quarter, but the worst performer, which has been the materials sector, that's down just 8%. So not quite as much.
Today, look, the volumes have been a little light. We're heading into that Easter long weekend, of course. So keep in mind that markets globally will be shut at different times. So our market shut Friday and Monday, as I pointed out. Europe and Hong Kong will be the same. The US will actually only close for one day, so it'll be back online next Monday. And most of Asia will be trading completely normally. And also, end of the month and quarter, which is today for us at least, it's a time when many fund managers, those that are actually managing money on behalf of their investors and clients, rebalance their portfolios a bit. So they tidy things up, and that can lead to a little, you know, more unpredictable and choppy movements globally. But for the most part, a very positive day.
Something that's fun for investors, perhaps, if you hold any of these stocks, is dividend payments. And today was one of the biggest days of the year for dividend payments, with $11.5 billion being paid out to eligible shareholders from some of the biggest companies on our market. So we actually had the biggest company, BHP, paying out $5.5 billion alone. We also had CBA paying out $3.6 billion. Telstra as well was in there. So in terms of amount per share, BHP, $1.09. CBA, $2.15. Telstra, 9 cents per share. A few other companies paying out today: Beach Energy, Origin, Northern Star, Universal Store, The Lottery Corp, Newmont. Of course, yesterday was a massive day as well. We had $7 billion being paid out from pretty big companies as well: Fortescue, Santos, Wesfarmers. Tomorrow, going to be much smaller, just $10 million being paid out, but much smaller in comparison. Credit Corp is the one to note there. Next week, $4 billion over the course of the whole week. So it's getting smaller from here. This week was definitely the biggest week for payments.
Absolutely. Before we look at today's moves, sectors and stocks briefly, Craig James, our chief economist, did some digging around, and it was quite interesting to see the percentage of customers that are getting paid dividends that are reinvesting their dividends rather than actually cashing in the checks. So roughly about 10%, an estimated number, are actually reinvesting their dividends. So less than many people would have thought. Most are actually getting the money paid to them. So maybe that leads us into retail spending, because we've had some data today on this showing that spending rose a little in the month of February, 0.33%, a touch below expectations. And Taylor Swift found a way to mention her again. Tay-Tay, the 7 concerts in Sydney and Melbourne actually boosted spending on things like clothing and dining out and accommodation as well. That's obviously just a temporary lift though. So it does show that spending is still quite weak at the moment.
Across the sectors, we're seeing all of the 11 up. In fact, 8 of the 11 are up close to or above 1%. So materials are up 1.9%. That's really helping our market. Property up 1.7%. So some pretty strong gains there.
Looking at specific stocks today, Ramelius is up a good 2.2%. It said it's walking away from a potential takeover of a Canadian miner. This is following a period of due diligence, and shares in the stock are higher on the news. It happens sometimes when a company decides to abandon a takeover because it means they've carried out due diligence, they're saving some money, they're not taking on additional debt to make that acquisition. So the stock up today.
Medical device company Fisher & Paykel have been the worst performer for most of the day. So they announced a voluntary recall of some of its oxygen flow devices that were manufactured before August 2017. So apparently there was a speaker configuration issue that could make it hard to hear an alarm if it did sound. So nothing wrong with the function of the device itself, which is good, but not so good for its share price. It could also cost the company around $12 million.
Beach Energy is up 3.7% at the moment. It's cutting 30% of its workforce as part of a restructure under leadership of a new CEO. Flagged this turnaround plan last month, and Beach supplies roughly 12% of gas requirements on Australia's east coast.
Now let's look ahead to next week. So of course it's going to be 2 holiday shortened week. We have Friday off and Monday off, just reiterating that. It's going to be a little bit quieter.
It will be quieter tonight as well. Just a heads up, Thursday night, economic growth in the United States, and Friday night too, there will be some inflation stats out of the United States. What will you be looking at next week, do you think, as far as a highlight might be concerned?
There's going to be a few speeches from RBA officials. We get the RBA board meeting minutes on Tuesday and international trade numbers here in Australia on Thursday.
We've got a week left until daylight saving comes to an end, which is a sad time for many. But anyway, have a great one, Laura. You too, everyone. Happy Easter, and we'll see you again first thing Tuesday morning.
Bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved, and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.